Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So we got three questions that I've picked. One is seeking relationship wisdom from a black gay couple.
Ooh.
Or there is seeking advice as a non-binary fan.
Ooh.
And then lastly, I picked urgent relationship dilemma. Who's this from?
Ooh, what are you grafting towards?
I think we've got time for two.
Okay. I'll pick one, you pick one. I pick non-binary.
Non-binary. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, read it out, babe.
Okay. Subject: a fan reaching out, seeking advice from Get the Belt podcast. Mm-hmm. Hey Miles, hope this email finds you and the team at Get the Belt podcast in great spirits. Can we just say how much we're absolutely loving, amen, the energy you're bringing to YouTube. Amen. It's refreshing, real, and exactly what we need right now. Facts. As a non-binary fan, finding a representation and community in media can sometimes feel like searching for a needle in a haystack, but stumbling upon your podcast has been like finding a treasure trove of validation and empowerment. We've been facing a bit of personal dilemma lately, and we couldn't think of anyone better to turn to for advice than you and your crew. Here's the scoop. We're on a journey of self-discovery and acceptance, navigating the complexities of gender identity and expression. It's been a roller coaster ride, to say the least. Some days we feel like we're making progress, while others, it feels like we're taking one step forward and two steps back. So we're reaching out to ask for your guidance. How do you stay true to yourself and your identity in a world that often tries to box you in? Any tips for managing dysphoria and embracing self-love and acceptance? And perhaps most importantly, how can we amplify the voices of non-binary and gender non-conforming folks in our own communities? We know you're busy making magic over there, but any words of wisdom you can spare would mean the world to us. Sending you love and all the positive vibes, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
Bless you.
I feel like there was a few questions in there, though.
Woo!
Right. So the first one, shit.
Do. How do we stay true to ourselves and your identity?
In a world that tries to box you. I stay confident in my shit and
yes.
Knowing no matter what other people say or think, what other boxes other people want to put me in, I know what I am. And if they don't see it, like Lucian said, don't look.
Period.
We don't need to have no chat. Because I know what I am, mm-hmm. I know who I am, I know how I am, and that's what I'm gonna give. And if you don't want it, cool, then it's not for me. Like I've said, when I was receiving awards, what is meant to be mine will never pass me by. So if me being me doesn't fit into your box, then bitch, it was never for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That opportunity was never for me. That relationship was never for me. That whatever wasn't for me. So it's about being comfortable in your skin, as people say. But no, it really is about being confident with who you are, standing in it, and staying true to yourself, which is what I feel comes from a real sense of self-love. Being able to love yourself means you can stand up for yourself.
Amen. Amen. I think they got that whole, like, the whole Mama Ru thing of, like, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anyone else? But I'll love somebody else and we get it right, because the root of us will be like, that's not the saying. Fuck off. Like, we love you. But also, I think real confidence comes from vulnerability and being able to check when you're not feeling your confidence. Like, a real confident bitch, like, she knows when it's like, you're not feeling 100% and feel strong to be like, whew, I'm feeling it right now. There's times when I put on a skirt and I do feel intimidated. Like, wait, is this the day that I should be wearing a skirt? Or like when I walk past the man them and I'm like, ooh, someone's going to say it. Even though I know all of you are looking at my niash. I'm like, also, just, like, there is nothing wrong with you being yourself. And actually, what I've realized is when you really live in that swag and that confidence, you never know. Half the time, you're inspiring people that you wouldn't even, they may be all the way down a carriage, but them being able to see you living in your truth, like you're an inspiration. Like you reaching out and expressing yourself in your truth is that journey. Like it's more than just putting on a skirt. It's more than living somewhere between the binaries. It's about you being true to yourself. That is the realness.
I think it's also about checking in with yourself as well. You've really got to ask yourself, like, how did that make me feel?
Mm-hmm.
Did that make me feel good?
Mm-hmm.
Is this for me? And when you ask yourself those questions, you also allow yourself room to grow and be like, oh, I did like that. Or actually, you know what? I've always liked that, but actually now I don't. And when you check in with yourself, you learn more about yourself. So it just makes it more that easier when you're in them situations where you don't know if you can stay true because you've checked in with yourself and you're like, no, me and me have had this conversation and we know.
So that when it comes time for someone to try and jump in the conversation, you've already had them words with yourself. And it's a journey that I'm on my own self. Be fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
If people are not backing it for your gender identity and for your expression and I know it's hard to, it's easier sitting down to be like, but I mean, honestly, parent, uncle, auntie, sibling, niece, nephew, do not let anyone make you feel like you don't have the right to live in your own skin.
Because
that is not it.
Like, and whether that's down to your sexuality, your gender identity, it can even come down to your characteristics.
Right.
Like you could be living in a family home, in a relationship, have a friendship where, you know, certain aspects of who you are as a person aren't respected or valued. Like you might like to give your time, and that so you could be around someone that doesn't want to receive it, and then you feel like, oh no, maybe I can't be around someone as much, and now you're not being true to yourself because you are naturally someone who wants to spend time with someone, or it could be your generosity with I don't know, money, resources, or fuck no, that you could be like just really giving, and then someone is making you feel like, oh, I can't give whatever it is I'm giving to you, and now you're holding back to make you feel more comfortable around them. And are you being yourself?
Right.
If you're naturally a generous person, but you're in a situation where you're having to not be generous and be stingy with things because, I don't know, maybe you feel taken for granted. So it's actually your choice that you're not giving to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a situation you should be in?
It's that thing, isn't it, where it goes like on a plane, they always say, oh, put the air mask on your own self. And that relates to love, that relates to self-care.
Yep.
In any way that you can make sure that you're able to breathe the air that you're meant to breathe, make sure that you do that. If anyone infringes on that, I would question where that love is coming from. Doesn't mean they don't love you, but sometimes people will put prayers out there for you that are not for your benefit, even though they think it's loving. Do you know what I mean? Like, 100%. Really give yourself that support.
Yeah, I also feel like your next question was, how can we amplify the voices of non-binary and gender non-conforming people? Is by doing the first thing, like showing up as yourself and being confident, because that, like you were just saying, Nushin, that will inspire other people to do so. It's about, sometimes it's just as simple as sharing certain content on social media as well, like just putting things out there. But ultimately, you living your truth is the biggest
amplification. That's the one.
Of those kind of voices. And then allies, like how our fucking guy didn't stand up for his brethren, Saucy Santana. That was an amplifying a queer voice in him, allowing that to happen. So it also comes down to not just you, but allies amplifying the voices by being a true ally and actually standing up for things.
Being that one, like I always say, like a bad bitch is a nice girl, a good bitch is not a nice girl. Be that voice for champion others, because I think you would encourage that energy into being gracious towards you, you will attract that same thing. Do you know what I mean? If you see someone struggling, be that one that supports them, and you'll soon start to find like that you're able to kind of give yourself more of that.
Also amplifying other people's voices.
Yep.
I really do feel like when you amplify someone else's voices, or and that could be by just you speaking up for someone else, you're actually doing yourself a big service.
For sure.
Like, I'm trying to think of an example, because like if you were to see someone, I don't know, some madness is happening on the train, I don't know, and you can see someone is, I don't know, about to steal someone's phone. I don't know, I'm making it dramatic now, but you see someone's about to take someone's phone and you just say, hey, excuse me, that's hey, sorry, you bring attention to it. That person now runs away. The person went, oh, okay, thank you. You helped me save my phone. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a little exchange. Oh, yeah, hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm he, I'm they, them, non-binary. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, thank you. Just from you just helping someone else out, they've had that exchange with you where they've gone, oh, like, a non-binary person today came up to like help me out and like save my fucking behind and mm-hmm. da, da, da. Mm-hmm. And in turn, they're like, oh, that was a good experience. That was great. And they just, they see that.
It's mad you saying that. I had literally this, well, not of that ilk, but like just living in our truth. So the other day we were on the train and I was living, wearing my little skirt. I don't know where we'd come from, me and Stuart. And this sister was sort of debating on whether or not to go out for the night. Turns out she's a dancer that's moved over from Australia. Mm-hmm. And she was like, by the way, like, can I just say, like, you just living in your truth has really inspired me to want to get out and be fabulous tonight.
Yeah.
And I really thank you for that. And I was like, girl, yes for that, Cone. Yeah. Like, that, and that made me feel good. I was like, okay, you know what? Okay, I'm, do you know what I mean? Because I wasn't necessarily feeling it in my confidence, but I thought, you know what? Let me just put a little something and just do what I'm doing. So
it has that infectious effect on people.
Yeah.
Just living in your truth, babes. Being yourself, checking in with yourself, amplifying other people's voices, and just being present and being true to you.
Comfortable
honestly.
In your skin.
Yeah, it's just about being cozy, girl.
Yes, sir.
I hope that helped. I want to go into.
Ooh.
Oh, where is it gone? This one right here. So this one is urgent relationship dilemma. Hi, Miles. Hope you're all good. Loving being able to finally watch Get the Belt podcast on YouTube. You're welcome. Subscribe, ho. Firstly, love seeing a proud and loud queer black man holding space the way you do. I'm an OG listener since 2019 and so glad you're still going strong. Thanks for your vulnerability over the years. You're welcome. Now let's dive into some real talk. I've been in a bit of a sticky situation lately. Ooh. And I'm hoping you can lend me some of your trademark wisdom. Here's the sitch. I've been with my partner for a few years now and things have generally been pretty solid between us. But recently I caught wind of something that's got me feeling all kinds of confused and dare I say a little hot under the collar. So picture this. I swing by my partner's office unannounced to surprise them with lunch, only to find them getting a little too cozy with a co-worker. And not just any co-worker. This guy is in an open relationship and let's just say he's not shy about flaunting it. At first, I brushed it off as harmless workplace banter, but then I started noticing little hints here and there that were made me wonder if there's more going on, like way more. Ooh. The other day, my partner casually mentioned that his co-worker had floated the idea of a threesome with us.
We don't judge.
While part of me was intrigued, I mean, who wouldn't be? Another part of me was like, hold up, what's really going on here? I'm torn, Miles. On one hand, I want to trust my partner and believe that they wouldn't do anything to jeopardize our relationship. But on the other hand, I can't shake this nagging feeling that something's not quite right. So I guess my question for you is this. How do I approach this situation without coming off as jealous or paranoid? And more importantly, how do I get to the bottom of what's really going on between my partner and this coworker? Thanks in advance for lending an ear and for all the amazing work you do with Get the Butt Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Warm regards, Anonymous.
Where you gonna start, babe?
I don't think, first and foremost, that there's anything coming across as a jealous partner.
No, to ask the question you need to ask.
It's a natural, it's something that's natural. Do I feel like you should that jealousy be fed and you should lean into that? No, express that's got you feeling like that and concerned. And move on from it. Don't continue to act from jealousy.
Yeah.
But express, you know what, I'm feeling a little bit jealous and feeling like you said a bit more concerned that something's going on. You said that you surprised your coworker, your partner with a lunch. You saw them being cozy. I wish you told me a little bit more about that. Like, Because were they just kikiing or was it like touchy-touchy?
You know what I mean? Was
like,
they lent up
were
on them?
Were
like,
they
yeah,
eating each other's like... burritos? Like,
oh, you know what I mean? Come, oh, I'm telling you.
Because then it's given, okay, yeah, right, because that's my man. Yeah. You don't, not that.
I'm a protective bitch. I don't play that.
Yeah, no. I think ultimately communication, open communication, just ask. Say, baby, you know, obviously you told me that this person's in an open relationship and they've told you that they want to have a threesome.
Have a
I'm presuming that you guys aren't open because that's, you've not said.
Right.
You've not said that. So if you're not up for it and this, and your partner knows that, well, you've been together for a long time, so I'm presuming you have. If they've expressed to this coworker that you guys are in a monogamous relationship, then my thing is if that person is continuously being like, let's have a threesome, when your partner has allegedly set the boundary of as in like, no, that's not what we do, then that's another question, because I don't know what environment your partner is creating for this third party to feel comfortable to be like, I want to stick it to you and your man's. What's that?
Because it is a two-way street, I think.
Yeah, because it's not just on
partners
co-worker.
Can want different things in different ways. I think once you've come from a place of love and expressed your the part of you that feels triggered or jealous from a place of love, I do believe it's a two-way street and that your partner should meet you in the middle and be like, you know what, to help relieve those fears and those anxieties. If they don't, then I feel like, well, my take on it, I would go to level two. And I'd be like,
level two
is like, I'm going to need you to really put your boundaries, I'm going to give you the chance to put your boundaries down as my partner, as in my partner feels uncomfortable with this. And because my partner feels uncomfortable, even though we may have a little flirty, banterous moment, I'm going to step back.
I love them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to let this know.
Yeah.
If they're not able and willing to do that, I would go to level three, which is I'm going to speak straight to your co-worker and be like,
period.
Straight. I'm not.
Yeah.
What? I'll be up in your office just...
Sat right there at on the lunch break with you. With
babe,
my
what?
Oh, hey, girl.
Yeah, like, hey, babe. Hey. Right, quick.
See, let's quickly run this down. What we're not going to do is
what?
Be going back and forward with my man about
at all.
Any kind of, you know, suggestive threesome shit.
No. If that's
find
not
someone
your
else in this big, big office to do with, not my man, ho. But I would definitely have words for my man if, you know, they weren't putting them boundaries forward.
100%.
Off their own back. Because I've been in situations where I could have done something and I don't do it because, you know, I don't want to hurt my partner because I love them.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that you've got someone who might not be doing that for you, I feel like, okay, we need to start questioning that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the first port of call. Check with your man. Because I always think that thing when it's always like, you go straight to the other girl and you're like, it's you. No, that your partner does have us, should be given the grace and the space to be able to establish your safe zone.
My first thing would be to my man, if he was to ever come to me, oh, someone suggested a threesome. My first thing is, what did you say? What did you say?
Yeah. I want to know. Want to know.
Because I'm pretty sure that we're on the same page, that you would have shut it down and been like, no, that's not what we do. But like, enlighten me, what did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it would be that. And if it's not that, then you and your man need to have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
To make sure you guys is on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, you just need to communicate.
And I will say that I feel like the more you are able to relax and speak from a place of calm and make the conversation sexy for you as the couple, I feel like that will let the partner relax. I feel like if it's that thing where you're like, oh, like you start to be in that jealous mode. I've been on both sides of the table. Do you know what I mean? Where I'm like, nah, I don't like that. I'm not into it. And it tends to put your partner's back up.
Because you said that you was intrigued.
Oh.
I was intrigued. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Okay, so it's not like you're completely and utterly closed off to the idea, but you both need to feel safe and assured that it's not that you're stepping into a situation where you're behind the glass, where you're like, oh wait, you two definitely have a connection and I'm feeling like I'm the plus one to you guys. Never that. No.
Have a conversation with your man about where you two stand, first and foremost, and express that you are interested and you're intrigued. And then go from there. But in terms of feeling jealous, I don't think is I don't feel like it's jealousy. You just don't know what the fuck's going on. You think something is.
And you have the right to
And
know.
It's not out of jealousy. It's because, you know, this person has been around them a lot. You've bumped into them being allegedly too cozy. Mm. This person is also like flaunting that they're in an open relationship, and your partner's also told you that they've been like, oh, I want to have a threesome with you. So it's not jealous. You've seen the things and your man's told you.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
What's up? So now it's on you to communicate how you feel.
Also, don't feel pressured to have the threesome. If it is that your partner's feeling more intrigued by it, but you're intrigued by the idea of a threesome, but not necessarily with this person who feels comfortable with your man, then feel free to be like, skirt, we could explore threesomeness, just maybe not with this particular person because y'all are too...
If that's on your spirit.
If that's on your spirit.
If that's on your spirit. Me personally, I wouldn't, because I am a jealous bitch.
Me too.
I am a jealous bitch. I
like a and free moment.
See, I couldn't see no one would meet my man. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm going to throw fisticuffs and it's about to be windmilling.
I could be like that as
and
well.
And for me,
sure.
it's giving Pandora's box because the time, months later pass and then my man would go to me, oh, should we have Jamal around? And I'm like, is that where your head's been?
No, nothing.
I don't need that to enter because me and my man, we have our own problems already. So I don't need more
that
problems.
You better call Jamal.
But yeah, chat to your man, ho. And if it's on your spirit, do it. I won't. But if it's on your spirit, you want to try it and you feel safe, you feel comfortable, and you like rock solid. Do what you're doing, girl.
Beyonce said, if that's your man, then why he
over
here?
Right. So we ain't got time for another question.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Right, so what we're going to do now
Ooh.
Is speak. Not speak about, but we are going to play a little game
mm-hmm.
before we go.
Okay.
And this game is called Sizzle and Sass.
Okay.
So basically, you're going to have 10... I'm going to give you 15 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 10 seconds to answer all of them.
Okay.
Ideally, one-word answers. And
Let's
I need
go.
You to be quick.
Quick fire.
On it, okay? Right. So, round one.
Mm-hmm.
Flirty and fabulous. Mm-hmm. Sexy, but sexiest body part?
Arms.
Ideal foreplay activity?
Kissing.
Best pickup line? Best pickup line?
Fuck a pickup line. Confidence.
Okay, period. Steamy scenes now. Favourite sex position?
Every single one.
You got to pick one. Which one you prefer? Which one you prefer?
From the back.
Oh my God. Favourite porn star?
Ooh. Mate.
There's so many.
There's so many. It depends what. No, I can't, because that'll explain. 10 seconds. Oh shit! I don't even know. Fuck. You have to come back on that one. I can't even.
No, you got to answer right now.
Fuck. It depends if I'm going for. I like Raheem for the brothers.
Raheem Shabazz, yeah.
Or a bit of an Austin for the white boys, for the white men, or
a favorite porn star.
Oh shit! God damn. Let's go, Raheem.
Okay. Hottest movie sex scene.
Fuck. Not anything in fucking Saltburn. That shit was rank. Sexy scene. I don't know.
Okay, right. Slang for genitals.
Bussy.
Naughty word for climax.
Bussa bus.
Way kinkiest fetish.
I like a little strangling.
Ooh, a gayest accessory.
Myself.
Gayest favourite activity.
Ooh, I'm a shopaholic. I like to be fabulous.
And shopaholic.
Yeah, I love to buy clothes,
your
man.
Your gayest secret fantasy.
To have a 70s style, limbs everywhere, every colour, every race, every creed, everybody just naked and just doing, and me and my man at the centre of it, orchestrating everybody all around us.
Period.
Like some mad sex cult leaders.
Right, Black and Beautiful, this round is called. Right, sexiest feature in a black person.
Because it's something that I've really learned to make sure that I embrace myself. The nose, the black nose, the king nose. Yes, absolutely.
Ultimate turn on for black love.
Being unapologetic with it in its various forms, because just real quick, black love also includes, I believe, not just your own race, but includes who you fall in love with and loving yourself.
Best product for your skin.
I'm an old school cat. Astral. coconut oil. That shit goes on like lard.
Name three taboo topics in the bedroom.
Taboo subjects.
Taboo topics. Taboo things that you do.
Oh damn! Why are you asking me all this stuff, Miles?
Get the belt, girl. We're trying to normalize. Oh god!
Who's the top and who's the bottom?
Okay. Describe the wildest hookup you've had in three words.
Damn, I've had a few, child. A little bit of sex work a long time ago.
List three things you'd do if you were invisible for a day.
Make sure that the bank was popping all the way off, that the money had been got. I would have a rifle around my favourite couturiers and nab all the clothes. And I would make sure that somehow I entered and connected with Beyonce and got my number in her phone as her best friend.
Yeah. Lit. Well, we've got time to talk a little bit before we give the belt.
Mm-hmm.
About a production or a short film that you're mm-hmm. going to be a part of. Mm-hmm. So the screening will be today when this episode comes out on Wednesday in Brixton. It's called The Electric Queens of Brixton.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a bit about your character and how it came about and what this piece means to you.
Okay, so I was approached by Verona, who I'd met actually after a book reading by London Hughes. And it was amazing, just the energy connected. She let me know that she was working on a piece about black queer life in London, mm-hmm. and asked me if I wanted to play the part of Easton, who is a DL brother, and also works as a drag queen called Jamaica. And I was like, that sounds like something.
That sounds
good. Yeah, I was like, that's something I really want to be a part of in terms of just expressing the beautiful multifacetedness that is black life, is queer life, is all the wonderful things. And it's a necessary conversation about black masculinity, about femininity, mm-hmm. about all the things that need to happen within our community that we need to talk about.
What was that like filming? Did you shot it in Brixton, I'm presuming?
Yes, yeah? We shot it around Brixton.
How was that?
We did full drag first at like 10 o'clock in the morning. So all the kind of market sellers were like setting up. At the beginning of the day, there were people who were loving. There were some brothers who were quite aggressive, I'll be honest.
Really?
And for me, what I had to, you know, I'm a scrappy gay in it. So for me, there was like a couple brothers who, it's not about ethnicity, but I'm always quick to remind people, even though you maybe have been, even though you may have been invited into community, you may have even worked here for 10 years, you may even been a decade deep selling your fruit and veg, but do remind yourself that on these are avenues that my people, my ancestors definitely built. So you're being invited into the community. So when it was like, they're like, nah, man, we don't like all that stuff around here.
Oh, were they doing that?
Yeah, I was like, wait, you're on my street, bitch. Like, you're a plus one to my street. Like, this is my electric avenue, even if I'm in a dress. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, so I think that was quite intense, but it was also really liberating to be in full drag, looking like a baddie in the streets of Richmond.
Yeah, I've seen the
what? And the man them were mad-demming. They were like, I was like, I know, but a bitch look good.
Yes. And so tell us a little bit more about how you like got connected to your character. Did you have to do a lot of like research or anything?
I feel like it relates deeply with me in terms of learning how to live in my truth and figure out what it is to be a black man, especially when you're not embraced by your family for your queerness. Specifically, Eastern, the character of Eastern carries a lot of shame in their life and is trying to hide certain parts of themselves away from his family. And that's something that I really had to overcome and learn to be more out and verbose with. And I think that's Eastern's journey, you know, he hides in sex and drugs to kind of to not live in his truth. And that's definitely something that I've journeyed with. Do you know what I mean?
Escapism,
to come, the escapism, and to come 360 and be like, wait a minute, I'm not going to give too much away, but you know, he's a man on his journey. He's a man on his journey. Yeah. And I love that as I'm on my journey, I could infuse my own into him and could learn from him, and it could be a symbiosis.
Dope. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to give too much away. But I'm so excited to see
I'm going to see you tomorrow with this. You're going to love
so
it.
So excited to see
you're going
to
love it. It is lit.
And you're working with some like incredible people.
The cast is boom.
Tanya Moore is my favorite girl.
Is everything. Like, she is a firm favorite. Like, Tanya is everything. What an absolute legend, an absolute goddess. Like, just from the get-go, you know, you're like family straight away. I'm really proud of us for doing this, and I can't wait for the world to see what we've done.
So excited. So keep your eyes on this young man's social media. It'll be posted all about it. It's on there already. Mm-hmm. I'll post up about it tomorrow after the screening. I'm really, 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 really excited. Go and follow their Instagram as well. They've got an Instagram set up. I'll put that all in the description in the link below this. And if you're listening, it'll be in the podcast episode description. So it's now time for Get the Belt. Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first or me to go first?
Get the belt. Okay. Get the belt.
You want me to go first?
You go first. Show me what I got to do.
Okay. So my belt this week goes out to... It comes off of the back of a video that I saw that was circulating of this young black boy in England that was being bullied and harassed by this group of white boys. They were all recording him with his phone. And there was this main one that was like, kiss my shoe. Mm-hmm. Now my belt goes out to all of those boys, and to the people that shared that video, because that young boy would have experienced that trauma, and now it's circulating
over and over again.
Like, get it out there. I saw it once and it was blurred out, and I thought, yep, great. I've seen it. I get the gist. I don't need to know what this boy looks like. I want his privacy to be protected as well. So it goes out to my belt also goes out to all the publications that revealed this boy's identity. The only people that needed to be revealed was the perpetrators, the young boys. I don't care if they're young. I don't give a fuck about that. It may be what's the word? It may be what is the word, honey? Maybe controversial, girl. Mm-hmm. It may be controversial for me to say that, but I don't give a fuck. I think that they should feel some kind of shame. I don't care how young they are. But yeah, my belt goes out to all the boys that were a part of that. It also goes out to the people that would have been in that street that didn't think to intervene.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? And especially when it's so obvious that there's a group of white boys and this one black boy getting filmed and being beat on, like the fact that no one stopped it from happening. You didn't hear anyone heckling, like, yo, what's going on? They just allowed it to happen, which says a lot about how the British public think about young black boys. Let's start there. So yeah, all the bystanders that didn't do anything, all the publications that have shared this video and kept that young black boy's face there, mad. Do you all get the belt as well? But mainly to the young black boy, the young white boys that were doing that. I think it's disgusting. I think it's wrong. And I get that we've got bullying. And, you know, not to say that we should normalize bullying, but like when you're in school, you're gonna expect it. But I feel like in 2024, when all of these little kids have access to these phones and they be knowing words like I've got nephews that are like 14, 13 that know words like, oh, mental health is this and that. Like, they know better than we did when we were kids. Like, there's so much more vocabulary out there. They've got so much more access to these kind of things. So they know when things are wrong. They've got smartphones from when they're like four now.
Yeah, for sure.
So I think they actually fucking do know better. And I don't think it should be normalized. They know that it's fucked up. You're not going to say to any of those white boys that were telling that black boy to kiss their foot that, you know, this is racist, or you know, this is bullying, or no, this is wrong, and da-da-da. They will know all of that. Mm-hmm. They will know all of that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I hope that they get punished severely. Mm-hmm. I think one of them actually was arrested.
Yes.
The one that got him to kiss his foot.
They might have arrested all the boys.
Good. Mm-hmm. And just more protection needs to happen in the schools, because there's no way in hell that was a one-off event where it just out of nowhere happened.
No.
Like, these children that are moving like this need to feel less entitled to treat a black student like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't see no kind of fear. No one was looking over their shoulder. Like, it was given like, oh, there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
And they were on road. They felt
more comfortable.
They felt too comfortable.
Yeah.
So I feel like now we need to speak about the schools, mm-hmm, and what they're doing to prevent this kind of thing. And I feel like a lot of the times white people, like, I've even seen people in the comments saying, oh, why is it about race? Why is it about race? It is.
Because it is, Blanche, because it is.
It is. And I feel like schools need to be doing so much more and being so much louder when it comes to racism. And instead of being like, oh, it's not me, we don't see colour. And da, da, da. No, see colour and speak on it, because look at the result of not doing so. So, yeah.
I will say, if it's my daughter or my son, I'm not, no long thing. I'm going to the parent's house and I'm distressing the parent in front of their child. So they know, don't play. Don't play with my child. Don't play with my child. What? Back. You just lick my boot right the fuck now.
Yeah, I'll get them.
What?
Yeah, that's, my belt goes to them boys. All the publications sharing it, where the young black boy's face is revealed. I think you're just as mad as the young boys fucking doing what they did. And yeah, all of those boys can get the belt from me. You have a belt to give.
Ooh, about to give, about to give, about to give, about to give would be to Foteps.
Foteps.
Foteps. Hoteps. Foteps.
Okay. So the okay.
Yeah, I call the brothers who are like, right, black liberation, but they're not actually campaigning for all of us. That's who I go to. I don't want to hear nothing about pH levels inside someone's vagina when meanwhile your nut is tasting like Cillit Bang. I don't want to be hearing about it. I don't want you to be talking about polygamy when you can't hold down your own marriage. I don't want you to be talking about gay relationships when meanwhile you're looking at Nash when it walks by you. We're tired in 2024. Focus on what is, which is that if you are not campaigning for all of us, you're not really campaigning. You're not really protesting. Be about it. If you're really about black liberation, that includes every single person. And I think that's my belt of the week.
Yeah. You ate the girls up, honey. You ate the girls up.
Get out. Let them know what.
Tasting like Cillit Bang, honey. I said shit. I threw my corn.
Babe, like, why is it so caustic? Like,
not bang, but dirty corn, honey. That gags me. Well, thank you so much for that, Belle. And thank you for your time on this show.
Thank you for having me, gorgeous.
It's such an honour to have you on here.
Really,
it's been such a kiki. I need you to follow my brethren on all of his socials. We'll put them right here.
Amen.
They'll be right here on your screen. Follow Electric Queens of Brixton. Subscribe and share. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I have, but there's really none. We've really said all that needed to
be. Have. And keep your eyes peeled for music that's coming out later in the year.
Oh, my period.
EP is called The Father, the Son, and the Holy Black. And
hey!
Be ready. It's the code. The code.
What? I can't wait to hear it. Well, thank you so much for coming on, my friend. Thank you for coming on. Yeah,
absolute blessing. Like,
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You really spilled the tea today, girl. Well, that is this week's episode done. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you tune in. Make sure you share all the reels. Share it to a friend. Put it in the WhatsApp group. It's really, really appreciated. Thank you once again for coming on. I'm your host, Miles Hart, and you have been listening to the podcast that is known as Home of Melanin Magnificence and Kingdom of Belts, where any motherfucker can get it.
Ta-da!
You have been listening to Get the Belt.
Here goes.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.